Ellsworth here with the former House Speaker, now the Medicaid Director, Todd Richardson. Always good to see you.
Good to see you too, Brian. Always a pleasure.
Appreciate it. I covered you many times when you were in the Speaker's chair. Different role now. Yeah. You're the State Medicaid Director. Your thoughts on the Governor's speech today?
Look, I think the Governor did a great job today, and I think he had twofold mission today, and one was to celebrate the success of this administration and the success of the last year, and I think there's an incredible record of success there. To talk about, but also to identify the challenges that we need to work on moving forward, and I thought he did a great job.
And finally, the Medicaid program, he mentioned, I think, $84 million in savings. Can you talk a little bit about that, about what he was referencing?
Yeah, that look across the program, with both big chunks and small chunks, we've been working to identify those efficiencies that allow us to deliver a better program. And so that's $84 million of general revenue. Those are going to be recurring savings that we'll see year after year. And look, we're proud of that record. But we've got a lot more work to do. We've got to work together to build a best-in-class Medicaid program that provides for the needs of Missouri's most vulnerable, but does so in a way that's financially sustainable. And I think we're on a path to getting there, but we've got more work to do.
Final question. I remember when you were appointed, I asked you about the issue, because Medicaid expansion came up when you were Speaker. It's being proposed again, but you said what you were focused on was reforming Medicaid at the time, and you're still focused on that.
Yeah, we're focused on that, and I think as the Governor laid out today, there will be a tremendous cost to Medicaid expansion and costs that, frankly, the state doesn't have. So our focus is going to be continuing to try to operate a better program that produces better outcomes in a financially sustainable way for the state.
Anything you'd like to answer?
No, I don't think so, Brian.